As protests continue to persist across America in the wake of the cruel manslaughter of George Floyd by the hands of the police, it would appear that criminals have now taken the opportunity to rob innocent families under the blanket of the ongoing civil unrest and to escape amid the confusion. One such horrific instance left a family with injuries so severe, their mother had to be immediately rushed to the intensive care unit, where she now remains in recuperation. The incident was said to have happened on 1 June 2020, when the Shen family, who operated a small pawn shop in the Bronx district of New York for over 40 years, received a security alert of a break-in at their store premises. Rushing to the scene, they witnessed a huge horde of looters breaking into their store. Despite trying to make a move into the store to protect their valuables, there was nothing they could do to stop the robbery. However, things took a turn for the worse when the family tried to escape in their car, but were chased by the looters. They were so violent, they tried dragging Jesselyn Shen, daughter of the store owner, from the rear windscreen of her own car. "My jewelry, shoes, and phone were torn from me as they pulled me out from the trunk of the car while Chow, her boyfriend, tried to hold me in," she said. Even her mother was not spared, after she was similarly dragged from the car, resulting in a broken leg. As they were trying to drive away, the looters followed after them and tried to ram their car off the road without success. Rushing to the nearest hospital, Jesselyn's mother had to be admitted to the ICU with a severely fractured femur that required 3 surgeries, according to the family's GoFundMe page. However, Jesselyn is quick to point out that there is a huge distinction between looters and protesters, and emphasized on the importance of the #BlackLivesMatter protests. "If you wish to help the family, you may contribute through their official GoFundMe page here." Also read, 77-year-old retired police captain shot to death during looting, death live streamed on Facebook. You have reached the end of this story.